Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we're going to give you an early Irish St. Patrick's Day party, aren't
yes,
we, Andy?
Yes, we are. Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
That's why, Joe, tell us about your little get-up here. You're dressed like a nice little Irish man.
He is a nice little Irish man.
Bagpipes? Rooster?
That's not Scottish.
I have my shamrock tie on, and I've got my cap on. That's from Donegal.
Ooh.
It's a Donegal cap.
Which province
wow.
is that?
Huh?
Which province?
What province? You mean what county?
Yes, county. That's it.
I think it's Cork.
All right. We're going to be celebrating St. Patty's Day.
Give
we've got
shout.
Some Jameson's Irish whiskey. We've got Bailey's for our coffees. And we've got champagne.
And fancy
and Michelle
champagne
is
cups.
Is just coming in now because we made her go get cups with ice. And she's rolling her eyes at us. Jake Kralik, marketing expert extraordinaire, is with us here this morning. Jake, what are you going to do here besides drink champagne?
What are you
going to do?
Why are you here, Jake?
I'm going to talk about the importance of updating your ESP info.
Ooh, very important this time of year.
There's also that phenomenon called Pinterest we'll dig into.
Love
you
Pinterest.
Know what I
is
noticed?
It a phenomenon?
You know what the phenomenon is here today? Jake seems to show up when we
only
have
when
parties.
We're drinking.
Perfect. He got the word.
What's up with that?
Michelle Bell is here. Of course, she's at her supplier
Global
Resource,
Bailey's,
and she's
Andy.
Pouring Bailey's.
I
Michelle,
am.
Top of the morning to you.
Hi there.
Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here. Kathy, how are you going to celebrate St. Patty's Day this weekend?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, yeah, I got that going,
do you
going
make
too.
It yourself?
Well, I do, but my mother-in-law is making it on Saturday.
All right.
Does she make it the Irish way?
Yes, she does.
You put it all in a pot with water and you boil
of
it.
Of course.
We're going to have a couple St.
Isn't
Patrick's
that the only
Day
way to make it?
Celebratory it contests today, and we're going to give out a lot of money, Andy.
Yeah.
First of all,
like
we're
going
to give a prize for the best Irish accent. So if you call us.
Brogue. That's
brogue.
A brogue.
Brogue. And say top of the morning to you in your best Irish brogue. Whoever says it best, and we're going to vote. We're going to give you a $100 Amex card. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Really?
For the best Irish brogue.
What's
yes,
that phone
and
number?
None of you in here are available. Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
The number is 215-953-4979. You can call us right now. Give us your best Irish brogue, and we will give you a $100 American Express gift card. Why is everyone laughing at me?
Because there's a little dog dressed like a leprechaun that Jake just gave me. We're going to post that on our website because it's adorable.
Oh, we like him.
Yeah,
we have another contest because we like to give away money, don't we, Kathy?
We certainly do.
The other one is we want to hear about your best St. Patrick's Day promo that you've ever done for a client or for yourself as a self-promo. If we deem yours the best, we will also give you a $100 Visa gift card. So that's
wow.
pretty cool, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so call us starting now, 215-953-4979, either with your best Irish brogue, you can say top of the morning to us, or talk to us about your best St. Patrick's Day promo.
I think they
Go.
Should have to say a little more than just top of the morning.
No.
We're pretty
Andy,
easy on
shut
this
up.
Show, Andy. Joe, tell us what else is on top for today's show.
Well, we'll be getting to these topics.
Oh, God.
That is terrible.
All
wow.
right, you did not win the
I mean,
$100.
Wow. For a guy who is actually Irish. That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. We're in Abington, Pennsylvania, county of Montgomery. All right. Hey, why suppliers should be updating their ESP? Jake said he's going to tell us about that, so we'll get that a little later. The brands American men and women most desire, coming from the most desirable person in this room, Kathy Houston.
Well, you were looking at Andy.
Well, he's second most.
I figured that was me anyway.
Andy's got a look at incentive trends for 2012. What's Pinterest, and how can it help small business? Did I say it right, Jake?
Pinterest.
Great recipes on Pinterest.
Interest with a P.
I got to look at the Urban Outfitters St. Patrick's Day promo ruckus, promo product ruckus. They're being very stereotypical of my people. How to write an enticing press release without breaking news. Michelle has a look at that. Why telecommuting is becoming more prevalent, and we got to look at some of our favorite things. But let's start this whole Donnybrook off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
God.
Andy.
No Irish brogue for me this morning. We begin with good news for the U.S. economy. The Labor Department reported Friday that employers created 227,000 jobs in February.
Cheers.
The increase marked the first time since early 2011 that employers bolstered payrolls by more than 200,000 for 3 months in a row. Small business and manufacturing led the gains, while government cut its payrolls by 6,000 people last month. On to top 40 deals right now. American Solutions for Business has acquired a sales group from Portland, Oregon, which has 6 salespeople and 3 support staffers. The group, led by Kevin Welch, had been a part of American Eagle Graphics. ASB has now grown its sales force by 11% in the past year. International news now, the People's Bank of China continued to push the yuan lower on Monday, reversing a period of appreciation against the U.S. dollar. The move reinforces analyst opinions that China will allow the yuan to be impacted by market forces and float within a larger trading range. Plus, Counselor's Best Places to Work nominations are now open. Go to facebook.com/bestplacestowork for information. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Oh, we have some new products. One, it's been around for a while, but I like it. It's the Rollabana. Which is great for cheering.
March Madness.
Cheering, but also, hey, how about political rallies coming up?
Oh, hey, yeah.
How about it?
There's going to be some of those.
A few of them.
There wasn't Justin Guarini the spokesperson for them
Bam
for
Bams.
A while?
Yeah,
that's Bam Bams, right?
All right, let's get to our St. Patty's Day contest. The phones are already lighting up, aren't they, Vinny? Our Irish lad Vinny is answering the phones. Call us at 215-953-4979. Give us your best Irish brogue. Say top of the morning to us. You could win $100. Or tell us about your best St. Patrick's Day promo. And the best one will also get $100. On line 5, Jennifer is going to try her luck with her best Irish brogue.
Oh, here we go.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, are you Irish?
I am about a quarter Irish.
All right. So you're going to give
us... Are we all? We're all Irish.
You're going to give us your best top of the morning, right?
I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
Top of the morning to you, Andy.
Wow.
Whoa.
And it was directed right at Andy. Wow. Andy gives you a thumbs up. All right, Jennifer, that's a great effort. We're going to have Vinny take down your phone number, and at the end of the show, we'll call you back if you are the $100 winner. Thanks for calling.
Sounds great.
All right. Do you think you can beat Jennifer and give us a better top of the morning? Call us at 215-953-4979. And if you win the contest, you'll get a $100 gift card. On line 4, Tim Stein is going to try his luck as well. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
All right. Are you Irish, Tim?
Oh, no.
Are you drinking Bailey's Irish cream this morning?
No, actually, grape Kool-Aid.
Okay. He's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
All right. We are expecting big things from you. Are you ready to go?
Breakfast of champions.
All right.
At the top of the morning, I really wanted to hear Joe's rant.
Oh, wow.
Well, wow. We like Tim right now.
These people are picking favorites.
You do not win the contest for best rogue.
Trying. All right, Tim. I'm voting for Tim.
Tim, that was fantastic. You have a fan of Joe for sure. Give Vinny your phone number and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, it's not too late to give us your best top of the morning. We also have some callers who are going to talk about their best St. Patrick's Day promo that they've ever done. And again, we're going to give $100 to what we think is the best one of all those. So on line 3, we have Anna. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Anna. Where are you from?
I'm right outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, you have a best St. Patrick's Day promo, is that right?
Yeah. I have a neighbor whose daughter used to do, this was some years ago, she did. She was an Irish dancer, and it was a new school, and they were getting ready for the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it gets pretty cold in Philadelphia for the parades in the area. So
not this year. It's going to be 70 degrees.
Yeah.
It was already happened.
Sunday.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, so it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
65 degrees.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So they had they wanted some headbands, and my neighbor approached me. She knew what I did. So as luck would have it, I was able to get these lovely headbands and quickly get these little shamrock appliques put on. I got 50 of them, and it was a small sale, but from that little sale, I was able to, after that, got them these lovely satin jackets with the dance school's name embroidered on the back and the dancers' names, and I got the sweaters and polo shirts for all the dancers, as well as people who just wanted to purchase them, caps. I mean, I've been doing their parades for years now, so, you know, it was really a nice little And from that, even the a lot of the people that are in this school, I've been getting business from them for the owner's husband is actually in the winery, so I've been able to get a lot of business from all the people in this school. So it was luck of the Irish, I would say, for that.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you have a good entrepreneurial spirit, Anna.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. We'll get your phone number and call you back if you're the big $100 winner.
Thanks.
And you know those people. the parents
of those people?
No, the parents of those Irish dancers, they're crazy. Any amount of money for it.
And Irish dancing is really big now.
Niece has been dancing since she's 7, and those dresses go for like $400 or $500.
Yeah, and they get wigs and everything.
So, what's her name? Doesn't she really Irish?
Wigs. A lot of curls.
Eilish.
All right, we want to hear what your best St. Patrick's Day promo to date has been, or call us and give us your best St. Patrick's Day accent, and you can win $100. On line 2, we have Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I have a pretty good story with one of my clients in the area who sponsors a bar tour, and they were kind of looking for ways to identify people who go from bar to bar. So we imprinted an Irish pint glass with the name of the bar tour, and attendees could buy it at the first bar, and then once they kind of hopped from bar to bar, they got discounts whenever they used that glass. So people were, you know, using it all around town that whole day, and it turned out to be a really good success.
Yeah, right. We like it.
Pub crawls are big, especially this time of year.
Yeah. Pub crawls are big with St. Patrick's Day, really?
Yes. And also political seasons, like the presidential race coming up, Republican pub crawls and Democrat pub crawls, they're big. Trust me.
All right. I trust you. All right, Mary, we like your self promo.
I wonder how many of those glasses
Vinny will Vinny will give you a call back. He'll get your number, and we'll let you know if you're a winner. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Call us at 215-953-4979. Give us your best top-of-the-morning Irish accent, or tell us about your best promo, St. Patrick's Day promo, and you could win $100. On line 1, we have Len. Good morning, Len.
Good morning.
So you have a St. Patrick's Day promo to talk about.
Yes, I do. And in our little town, we do a St. Patrick's Day parade every year. And so one of the years we came up with these Paddy's paddles, and basically it's a shamrock-shaped paddle, and on the back we got some local sponsors, some of the local bars and other companies in the area, and we distributed it to the attendees of the parade. And we also put a random number on there, and at the end of the parade they called out some winners, and they got some free stuff from some of the sponsors who are on the paddle.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's great. And did you keep a paddle for yourself?
I had to. I'm not Irish, but I did need to at least show my spirit.
All right. Well, that's a great one. Thanks for calling. And Vinny will get your number. We'll call you back if you're the winner.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. On line 2, we have Susan, who has a St. Patrick's Day promo to talk about as well. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so good today. And I'm in the South, and it's a beautiful day, and we're loving it.
All right. Well, tell us about your St. Patty's Day promo.
Well, we have this cute little leprechaun that we've named Lucky. His name is Lucky Shamrock. And the title of our promo flyer says, "Get the gold at the end of the rainbow with the new Star Chamois pouch." And our Star Chamois is like a reusable microfiber little chamois that we also make a little bag out of that's perfect for a mouse, or whenever they're great for cleaning, you know, computer screens or any kind of touch screen. But our promo reads, "Meet Lucky Shamrock, our resident leprechaun and product tester. Lucky is jumping for joy because all his pieces of gold are shiny and polished with his star chamois, along with all the chrome on his Harley. You can use your chamois, wet or dry, at work, at home, or in the car, for windows, eyeglasses, touchscreens. Great giveaway for car, motorcycle dealers, eye doctors, phone companies, cleaning services, Aaron Go Bra." And then our little Lucky Shamrock is kicking his heels up.
Oh, that's great.
We like that. Now
that is so cute,
Jake. Right, as a marketer, you've been smart. I think you'd like to hire this woman.
She's
as
great.
Part of your marketing team.
I love it. Do you have an Irish accent?
I want to hear it with the southern.
Well, you know what? I am an Irish girl, so
an Irish girl with a southern accent.
I love it.
Exactly. What better combination?
Well, let's hear your top of the morning while you're at it.
Top of the morning, Lottie.
Yeah, very good.
All right, awesome.
That's my vote.
Thanks for calling in. Vinny's going to get your phone number, and we'll call you back if you're the winner of the self-promo contest. Have a great day.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much. We're going to still take calls if anybody wants to call in with their best top of the morning. You can still win $100. Call us at 215-953-4979. Now we're going to turn it over to Jake for a minute. He has promised to give us some tips about getting your products in ESP.
Yeah, it's critical to the health of your business to keep your ESP information up to date. So I've got my top 5 tips of why it's important to update your ESP information.
Drum roll.
All right.
No, we have a sound guy. Oh.
Thanks, Rooster. All right.
Number 5, you get to avoid pricing discrepancies.
Ah.
Number 4, Your outdated information can be eliminated from searches. Number three, you prevent wrong orders due to discontinued items. Number two, you keep current customers coming back. And the number one, wrong info can lead to reduced credibility.
Oh. All right.
So update your information. Update your information in ESP,
and
folks.
And Jake, where can suppliers go if they need more help or questions for that? They should call us here at ASI, shouldn't they?
They should call us here at ASI. You can call us anytime. We're more than happy to help you.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much to Jake.
We promote success.
We do promote success. Kath, I know your favorite brands because I know you like to go shopping, and I happen to see that you call QVC a lot on company time. But anyway, what are some brands, what are the brands that American men and women most desire?
Well, I do love QVC. But the number one brand that men and women both agree on is Southwest Airlines.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I could see that.
And they earn the coveted top spot largely because they represent accessible, affordable memories. Can you get that? The airline gives experiences that money cannot buy, and its clever campaign featuring real-life employees plays on the emotions of feeling taken advantage of by the bigger airlines that charge a lot of extra fees and whatnot.
Sure. What are some other good brands?
Google. Google ranks number two among women for inspiring senses of awe and exploration. Among men, however, Google's number seven. Why? Because it evokes the feelings of awe and superiority.
No, we don't need to ask for directions. We know how to find it on our own.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
says Dove. The man in the hat.
Dove is number three, and you might be surprised about that. It might be surprising to see it's a top brand for men, but consider that Dove is one of the few personal care brands that many men had in their homes growing up. Now you know, Andy, especially you know men are very into their personal grooming.
Do you use Dove, Andy?
I don't, but Dove does actually do a lot of advertising during sporting events.
Yep. Yeah, so, and they have, they have their whole new personal grooming products for men now, specifically for men. Yep. So those are the top three brands among men and women.
All right, we're going to put more information online at our website, asicentral.com/radio. Andy, the incentive business is back and booming.
They're booming.
And distributors need to get a piece of it.
Yeah.
What are some trends for 2010 that distributors should be looking at?
All right, so the Incentive Research Foundation just came out with a report highlighting some trends. We'll put all of these on our website at asicentral.com/radio, but a few of them here. The first is personalization. Incentive programs, companies that run incentive programs are really trying to personalize rewards for their employees. What is so funny, Michelle?
Nothing.
Care to share?
No, listening
she's
to
in
your
she's
information.
She's drunk on Bailey's.
Jake keeps giving her pictures of cats and dogs dressed in St. Patrick's.
It's like high school where notes are being passed across the room.
Share it with the class.
So this personalization trend is actually really good news for distributors because if you're running any kind of company store or running a program, an incentive program online for your customers, that's exactly where this trend comes in. Companies are looking for outlets where they can say to employees, all right, you do certain good things, you get X amount of points, and in our incentive program, you can go online with those points and buy specific items that you want, not that we're telling you you want. So that personalization of rewards is becoming more prevalent and is something that distributors could really capitalize on. A couple other things, convenience. Companies that are running incentive programs are really trying to make them as convenient as possible for their employees to see updates and to manage their processes. So they're really integrating mobile applications into their incentive program. So that's something to keep an eye on. And lastly, wellness programs. We've talked about this a decent amount on the show, but wellness programs are expanding significantly as companies try to reduce their healthcare costs. And so they're running wellness incentive programs to try to get their employees to be more healthy.
All right, good info on capitalizing on the incentive market. We have another caller who wants to try her luck with her best Irish brogue. Nicole is on the phone. Good morning, Nicole.
Top of the morning, lads and lassies.
Wow, she just came right on with it.
Lads like
and lassies. Okay. All right, Nicole.
ASI gold.
We like Nicole.
Wow, I like it.
All right, thanks for trying, Nicole. Vinny's going to take down your phone number, and if you are the winner, we'll call you back soon.
Awesome.
Have a great day. Irish people usually say awesome, too. So that's
right. Yeah, you're dead giveaway.
There's a few more minutes left to try your luck. Give us your best top-of-the-morning Irish brogue, and you can win $100. 215-953-9953. 4979. In the meantime, there's been a lot of buzz lately about Pinterest. Jake, tell us what Pinterest is and how it can help businesses.
How did it start, Jake?
I think it was founded by a young founder, someone young. But let's get digging into Pinterest. Pinterest is blowing up. It's everywhere. If you're not on it, you should be on it.
Explain what it is for those who don't know.
It's like an online group of cork boards is the best way to think about it. You get to create any type of cork board that interests you, and they have all these tools on there that you can pin pictures of all the things that interest you, and you kind of go around. As you hunt through the web, you find things that you like. So maybe you're into fashion, or you're into food, or you're into promotional products, a lot of recipes, or whiskeys of the world.
House decorated. I saw pictures of different paint colors in people's rooms, which was awesome. It gives you great ideas. It's creative.
Very creative. And you can put anything you want on there. But what people are starting to discover is that there's some business application to this site, too. So you're able to really, and especially for our industry, if you really start to my recommendation is get onto Pinterest and learn how it works, because the long and the short, you can pin pictures very easily from any website. What most people don't realize is that not only can you pin those pictures, but you can attach every time you go from a website, it attaches a website to it. But you can also, if you're smart, you can put information right onto the pictures. You can actually brand the pictures with a logo. You can put descriptions on those pictures.
Could you show a collection of products that you used in a recent promotion for a client that looked really cool?
That would be a great idea. You would, show, especially if you can tell a story with it too on there. If it's not the normal, you're just showing your mug or your pen. If you're showing that you did something for charity and you want to pin those up there. Pinterest also gives you tools that allow you to put a pin it button and a follow button on your own website. So for every product you have, you could have people could share that on their own boards. So if they really liked a notebook or a binder or something, they could take and click the pin it button and pin it to their own Pinterest board. And last month, Pinterest was right behind Facebook and Twitter, nipping at their heels for
it's the hot new thing.
It's the hot new thing, and you know what? As far as people using it to make money, it's just starting. I mean, people have been using Facebook for the last few years to kind of boost people to traffic onto sites. This is another great traffic booster, but you can also use it to spread word of mouth about an item or about something you've done. I would say that Pinterest is starting to blow up, and it's only going to get bigger.
So check it out, Pinterest.com. I know when I went on to join, they say that you have to be invited, so you fill out a form, and then 3 hours later they sent me an invitation. Yeah. So don't be dissuaded by that. It's very easy. And Andy had a comment.
Yeah, just as far as, like you said, follow. Do people use it like they use Twitter? You could follow specific people's cork boards or whatever.
Yeah, you're encouraged too. I would say that if you're going to use it especially to boost your business, the way to get and to gain people to follow you, you're going to have to follow other people. And just like Twitter, the way to use Twitter is not just to post, but it's to follow and to comment on what other people are posting and share the experience with them. So following is the same as it would be with Twitter.
All right. Thanks, Jake.
Sure.
St. Patrick's Day is on Saturday, and Joe Urban Outfitters is creating a ruckus with some St. Patty's Day products. What happened?
Well, they're based in Philadelphia, and they're creating these stereotypical T-shirts with, very offensive.
Are they slandering your people?
Well, I'm Irish, and
I think
they're funny.
Give us an example.
One has a T-shirt with a saying that says, Leprechaun urine, but it begins with a P.
Pee-pee?
Kiss me, I'm drunk, or Irish, or whatever T-shirt. And then there's another one that says Irish yoga with downward facing up chuck, which has some stick figures in the downward dog position throwing up. So it's kind of offensive. And
yet Michelle can't stop.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. One concerned person out there sent a letter to Urban Outfitters that said, your store St. Patrick's Day merchandise portraying the Irish as fighting drunks is offensive and blatantly prejudiced. Your creative department should focus on producing quality ad slogans, which is something that we are into here. The clothing group was also scorned by congressional leaders this week in PA and also nationally when an official letter which was sent to their Philadelphia headquarters accused their merchandise of fueling stereotypes. Now, it's always this time of year. Everyone gets to Kiss Me, I'm Irish. They wear the green.
See,
the little leprechaun
hat.
See, I like
the Kiss Me, I'm Irish. There's nothing offensive about
that,
right?
You don't mind stereotyping my
people. Are the clothes selling well, though, at Urban Outfitters?
Urban Outfitters won't say. They've refused to answer any letters, any emails and stuff. I guess that they're with, you know, any press is good press, so the negative press. So, you know, people are, you know, talking about it, and that is good for them. But the Ancient Order of the Hibernians has called on the public to boycott the clothing brand Testament.
It's an Irish group.
It's an Irish group, Andy. Testament to popularity of the Urban Outfitters products among some consumers. Irish comedian Christopher Dowd actually tweeted something with his girlfriend wearing one of these offensive shirts. But, you know, in the long run, it's like we all have a sense of humor, and hopefully that everyone can get past that. But the question is, if distributors are asked to produce shirts like this for clients, should they do it?
I think it's up to their own.
Yeah, it's up to their own discretion.
They should do it.
No, whenever they're comfortable.
No, I agree.
There's some distributors that refrain from, you know, producing products with offensive slogans
and
things like that. It's up to you. Mm-hmm.
Well, sure, it's up to you. But
you know what?
Your name's not on it.
Yeah, everyone can be offended by anything.
You're just
by everything anymore.
But you might be.
So to me, if you can, you know, have a little sense of humor about, you know, things, then we all get along a lot better.
That's great, Joe.
Can't everybody just
Just go into the pubs and have a pint.
Michelle Bell.
Have a pint in the pubs, Michelle.
Everybody wants press. A common thing we hear from distributors and suppliers is, well, I don't have any news to write about, so I don't, you know, I can't, how can I send out a press release with no news? However, we have tricks for them, don't we?
We do. I think that you need to look at news maybe not as, you know, a late-breaking thing or as a, you know, a groundbreaking thing. Anything can be news, really, and it depends on how you spin it. You can send out press releases about new products or services, about an upgrade of an existing product. Other than typical announcements, you can include new hires, new office locations, website redesigns, features in magazines or articles, meaning when you or somebody in your company has been spotlighted in an article or a magazine. Anything that the company has done noteworthy. Also, talk to your coworkers and employees. Maybe they've done something noteworthy on their offside. Maybe they, you know, donate to charity, or maybe they've, you know, recently done, you know, a 10K. Is that a real measure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that you've ever done it, but yes.
Like a run, like a run of sorts, anything, but really mind your employees. I mean, anything that you can push out there it has the potential to increase the brand of your company and keeps you in the, you know, forefront.
I like those. Another thing that I like is capitalizing on a news event, which we do here for our PR. I mean, we heard that, you know, some cities are banning the sale of plastic bags. Well, what a great time to go out and talk about the popularity of an eco-friendly bag you might sell. So, you know, timely things that the political elections are in full gear. I mean, what a great time to send out a release about the hot-selling political items that you might have.
Or if you have a client that's doing something specific that you're running for them at a certain time of year, if there's a, you know, a St. Patrick's Day,
Earth
Day coming up, or March Madness this week, you know, if you have a client that's willing to attach their name to a press release as well, then throw that out there. Local newspapers and business magazines will be interested.
Yeah, they have to write those stories anyway, so if you can give them a fun, fresh angle.
Yeah, there's so many avenues.
All right, someone else wants to jump on the bandwagon here and give us his best St. Patty's Day promo for a chance at $100. On line one, we have Richard. Good morning. Hi, Richard.
How are you all doing this morning, especially my old friend? I shouldn't say my old friend, but my friend Michelle.
Hi.
Wow.
We are all doing great.
Michelle has
and she is old. So you're correct, Richard.
Michelle seems to be doing super great now that you've called.
How you doing, Rich?
Good. Michelle likes to think she's not getting older. She's just getting better. But we all know the truth.
She's getting older and worse.
All right, Richard, give us your best St. Patrick's Day promo.
This was done for a radio station, and we used a little, if you're familiar with those little pillow packs, they're a little, it looks like a big matchbook. And what we did was we put a condom inside, and we called them lepra condoms.
Wow.
That's good for all those drunk Irish people.
Yeah. And on top of that, they were green condoms. So the lepra condoms were passed out at different bars around the area and said, in case you get lucky, since we all know the Irish occasionally get lucky. And that was our great St. Patty's Day promo.
Awesome.
That's interesting.
Listen, we more than occasionally get lucky. You know.
That's great.
You can have your darkest
I was
going
to say, Michelle told me 20 years ago she was hoping to get lucky, and I think she's – no, I just
– All right. Well, thank you, Richard. Vinny will get your name and your phone number in case you're the lucky winner. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you guys. Keep chugging back there. Say hi to Tim and Norman and Matthew and all the gang back there.
We will. Thank you. We'll send them your love.
All right. It's time to vote, guys. And first, let's do the best top of the morning to you. I have to tell you that raise your hands for Jennifer.
Who's?
I liked them all.
Jennifer gave me a shout
I'm
out.
I'm
going
to go with Jennifer.
I'm going
as
with
well.
Jennifer.
And Joe's going with Tim, and I'm going
no,
for
I'm
Nicole.
Not.
I'm going for the lady from the south.
That's Nicole.
Nicole.
No, that was a promo, Jake.
Oh, that was a
different
promo.
Yeah. Wake up, Jake.
Nicole.
No, she actually did both.
She did both.
Okay.
Oh, no, she
didn't. No, she didn't.
The winner of the top of the morning Irish Brogue Contest is, drumroll, Jennifer gets $100.
Right. Why?
Jennifer, expect
you three against
a
us
call
three.
From
because
I'm the tiebreaker.
Because she gave
Nicole,
me a
I was
shout
fighting
out
for you, Nicole.
All right, and we had a
way
secret.
Way to hit it hard, Jennifer.
We
there
had
you go
a secret ballot contest for the promo of the St. Patrick's Day promo contest, mm-hmm, and Sharon. Is
Susan.
I mean, Susan. Sorry.
She's
Susan is the winner we with her awesome chamois. I thought that was very clever.
Awesome.
And she had a whole sales pitch and
oh,
a marketing.
Yeah. That was great.
Thanks. So.
And she was Irish. And she gave us a good top of the morning, too.
She
yeah
did. So
yeah
congratulations to Jennifer and Susan. They both win $100 today. How
woo
cool is that? What a great way to celebrate St. Patty's
yay
Day.
I win $100.
Yep.
All right. We are out of time. Thanks, everyone, for listening
to
today.
Do a jig on the
thanks
table
to everyone for calling in. And we're all at one time. When I say 3, 2, 1, I'm going to say top of the morning to you. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Top of the morning to you.
Have a great week.